Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. A master plan is revealed for the regeneration of the Coleman's site, and a woman is hit with a £900 vet's bill after her dog gets stoned, and Norwich City's fixtures shocker.
A public exhibition to reveal the master plan for the former site of Coleman's and Britvic is to go on show. Work is continuing on a master plan for the East Norwich area, a blueprint to guide development on major city sites, including the Carrow Works factory. Council bosses say the redevelopment of that area, which also includes the Deal Ground, McGurney site at Trouse, and the utilities site between Thorpe Hamlet and Whitlingham and Carrow House, could see 4,000 homes built. A public-private East Norwich partnership has been formed to get the area regenerated. A public exhibition to introduce the master plan and enable people to share their priorities and aspirations for the area will go on show. The location for it has yet to be decided, but it is likely to run over 2 days.
The third branch of a popular pet shop is set to get tails wagging as it opens its doors in Norwich's Castle Quarter. Pettit and Boo has opened on the lower floor of the centre and it stocks all natural treats and healthy dog food. It is run by husband and wife duo Adrian and Alison Pettit, and the new store marks an expansion for the couple, who run two other pet shops in Beaufort and Helston. Mrs. Pettit said, "Our niche is offering the tastiest, healthiest, all-natural dog food and treats that are packed with goodness. We're excited to be opening at Castle Quarter. It is the perfect location for us, with a high footfall and easy parking." Two new members of staff have been recruited to work at the Castle Quarter store, which will offer free advice and dietary consultation appointments, as well as a wide variety of food, treats, toys, beds, collars, leads and accessories.
A Norwich woman was left with a £900 vet bill after her dog ate a cannabis stash in a public park. Karen Nunn thought her 5-year-old Labrador Notley was having a stroke when he went wobbly and completely lost control of his limbs. Her son had been out walking him in Catton Park. Miss Nunn, an A&E worker who lives close to the park, said, "We knew there was something wrong as soon as we got back. Notley usually barks when we come to the door, but this time he didn't. He couldn't even get off the sofa. He looked totally petrified. He was wide-eyed, his legs were wobbly, and when I tried to give him a biscuit, he kept missing it. He had completely lost control of his limbs. When they took Notley to the local vets, he became incontinent and his bowels exploded." Straight away, Miss Nunn was told by the vet that he was showing all the symptoms of cannabis poisoning: incontinence, drowsiness, behavioural changes, big pupils, unwillingness to stand, and that there had been 4 cases in the Catton area recently. They had to keep him in overnight, gave him a fluid drip, and run multiple blood tests to check the stuff was out of his system, she explained. In hindsight, it is quite funny that our dog managed to get himself stoned, but at the time when we heard it could prove fatal to dogs and then saw the £900 vet bill, we definitely weren't laughing. Dogs eat anything, especially Labradors, so it makes me angry that someone could either be stupid or inconsiderate enough to leave their stash lying around in a public place. If Notley had been had not been so young and healthy, the outcome would have been far worse for him. 2 days later, Notley still isn't himself. According to the vet, he may be having hallucinations.
A new summer fair will welcome up to 4,000 people to the Norfolk Showground as planned next month after organisers preempted the extended COVID restrictions. The event on July the 3rd is the first in a series of new initiatives aiming to bring the Norfolk Showground back to life following the cancellation of two Royal Norfolk shows. Although it was initially hoped this festival of food and entertainment will be held after the final end of lockdown, it remains under some restrictions following the Prime Minister's decision to delay Freedom Day until July the 19th. But Mark Nicholas, Managing Director of show organisers the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, RNAA, said the fair was always planned with this possibility in mind. There is no significant impact on our event, although we may need to review our social distancing measures to ensure they are enforced. Mr. Nicholas said the Norfolk Summer Fair will be an opportunity for food and drink producers to reconnect with the public after a difficult year, while celebrating the county's rich culture and heritage. It will feature around 50 food and drink stands, stocking locally sourced goods ranging from gin, beer and wine to chutneys, hog roasts, street food and cake. There will also be classic tractors and farm heritage displays, arts and entertainment and live music from the Rogue Shanty Boys, Night Train, Ronan, Nebula Sun and the Moochers UK. The Norfolk Summer Fair runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, July the 3rd at the Norfolk Showground in Cossey.
From West End stars to an award-winning producer, the Garage Theatre in Norwich has announced its new patrons and ambassadors. The Garage is a hub for performing arts in the heart of the city centre, and alongside shows in its auditorium, it also has studios for classes and runs outreach projects. There are four newly announced patrons, who are Leighton Williams, Lady Anwyn Hurt, Peter Wilson and Susan Kidd. Leighton is best known for playing Stephen in the BBC comedy Bad Education, created by comedian Jack Whitehall, and the title role in the West End hit Everyone's Talking About Jamie. Lady Anwyn Hurt and her late husband Sir John Hurt moved to Norfolk in 2008. She studied at the Royal Birmingham Conservatoire of Music and worked as an actor and producer in theatre for a number of years. Also joining the Garage as a patron is Peter Wilson, the founder of PW Productions, which is responsible for many West End and Broadway shows, and he is also the former Norwich Theatre Royal and Playhouse Chief Executive. The Garage's final new patron is Susan Kidd, an actor and designer who sees the importance of the Garage as a cultural dynamo in Norfolk.
Norwich City have been handed one of the toughest starts to a Premier League campaign in their history. Facing the title winners of the past 2 years and this year's FA Cup winners in their first three fixtures, Daniel Fox's men will kick off their return to the top flight over the weekend of August the 14th against Liverpool, just as they did in their opening match of 2019-20, when Jurgen Klopp's side went on to win the title. The Canaries then head to champions Manchester City the week after, before entertaining Leicester, fresh from their FA Cup final win over Chelsea. Fans are hoping future easing of coronavirus restrictions will mean they can fill Carrow Road for the opening fixture of their Premier League return.
Well, that's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Sam Amherst and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.